Backseat Producers, episode 139, Cashback. Hey, this is Tony.
And this is Daryl.
And this is David.
We are the Backseat Producers.
And tonight's exciting movie is...
Cashback.
Wait a minute. Now, are we really going to do Hero tomorrow next week?
Yeah,
because... All right. So I guess I'm gonna take it tonight and watch it and then pass it off. I'll swing it by your place
at
some
point.
I like
when you drive to my place when I'm not home.
I know. I leave little gifts.
You're like a fairy. You show up at my house and you leave presents.
The movie
for me.
Fairy.
You leave movies. Yeah, they're always movies.
So, all right. So we'll do that. We've got that going next week, and then the week after that,
just True Goddamn Lies.
True Lies, which is on Netflix. We realize that this movie,
it's not on Netflix.
Good luck finding it. I don't know
That's your homework for the next 2 weeks.
Find it.
Get it.
By the
Watch
way,
it.
Was it yesterday? I think it was yesterday. While I was waiting for Lost, I was channel surfing, and guess what was on?
True Lies.
It was goddamn True Lies. And I turned it on. And Melina's like, "Oh, turn that off." And I'm like, "I will beat your ass. Get out of here. I'll punch you in the
go face. Hang off a missile.
Go hang off a missile."
One Flew is on Instaflix right
Ooh,
now.
Ooh, yes.
Yeah.
I was
managing my queue for the next couple of weeks since we actually know what we're doing for the next couple of weeks.
Oh, yeah, and, that happens.
Yeah, so...
I've lost control of my queue.
Oh.
Melina watches stuff with her dad, and so she's working her way through seasons of shows.
Mm.
And so I have lost the ability to add... discs to the queue because apparently there's a rotation that I can't get in on.
We need just to make sure that everything we select is on Instaflix. That will be good.
Yeah, that would be nice.
It will help our fans too.
Yeah,
because they can access. Stingray, I know, has requested that before.
Well, we all have to do our part in this economy.
True.
And I think that that'll be our universal movie plan.
Just pick things that are only on Instaflix.
Yeah.
Or Apple iTunes.
That's right.
iTunes or Hulu. Something free. Free would be better.
There are movies on Hulu.
Yeah, I know.
By the way, so did you see the Schwarzenegger 166 quotes meme?
I watched about the first three minutes of it.
It never ended.
Yeah.
It was like 10 minutes long. It never ended.
I know. It was like 8 or 10 minutes long. I think I watched the first 3 minutes of it. And it was like, this is funny. Click. I got other things
it
to do.
It keeps going. So I watched the whole thing. And there's only one takeaway from this. God damn, I got to see Conan the Barbarian.
Oh, you've never seen it?
No.
Ah, worth a look.
We'll add that to the queue. Because it will be amusing
to discuss.
It'll be
like our 2 months of Schwarzenegger.
Yeah. Yeah.
If only it was in Cashback.
So, the week after we do One Flew, you're not here.
Whoa, why not?
Cinco de Mayo. You said that.
Cinco de Mayo, you're right, I'm out.
The week after that, I'm not here.
That's Doce de Mayo.
Yes. It's actually the first graders at Holden School are singing at the Cardinals game that night.
Mm. Oh,
so,
that's cool.
Gotta go to that.
Yep. And since he's a first grader and all.
That was his first big league game, too.
We have a picture of him at like 3 months old.
Remembers.
Likely.
Because he's got in it.
he's got a ridiculous memory, so He might remember one of the other ones he's been to.
Well, now he can say, when I was playing.
Yeah, when he was on the field.
When I was on the field at 5 years old.
Cinco de... I bet you that was... did that sneak up on you, Chibi?
It would never sneak up on me. Cinco de Mayo is the holiday I plan most for during the year. I don't know where I'm going with that. That's not even true.
I thought it was Gen Con.
Yeah, Gen Con is probably the thing I do the most preparation for throughout the entire year.
All right. So we should probably talk about this movie.
Yeah. I see you avoiding it, which tells me you didn't like it.
We should get into that.
Let's talk about how you're avoiding it and not actually talk about the movie.
All right. Go ahead. What'd you think?
I loved it. No justification. It's okay. My style of philosophy.
All right. What'd you think?
I have really mixed feelings on this thing. I don't think it could figure out whether it wanted to be a comedy, or a drama, or a horror show. I really just... It's going to probably have to grow on me.
This movie had no plot.
Agree.
Paper-thin, two-dimensional characters.
Agree.
And was about theme only.
Agree.
It had a theme.
And the theme was nudity.
It stuck to the theme. The one thing I can say about the writer slash director slash producer, the best thing that I could say about this guy, yes, is that he had an amazing way of getting extremely attractive women to drop their clothes and get on film.
That was the only thing that saved us with this movie for me, was the predominant amount of boobs.
And very nice boobs.
Boobs all over the place. It was great.
And did you see who the main character was? Very nice asses.
It's goddamn Oliver Wood from Harry Potter.
Is that who that is?
Yeah, he's the captain of the Gryffindor Quidditch team for the first three movies.
Okay.
And then they didn't do Quidditch in the fourth movie. So.
Okay. Yeah, so. I can't say that I liked it. I cannot say that I liked this movie.
I loved it.
It's the best way I can describe it. It's a Kevin Smith movie.
Okay.
If it was not focused on dialogue, and if it was all about being in art school, as opposed to all about being
in a grocery store.
About being a comic book geek. Well, not even comic book, but film school.
All right. Here are a couple of the themes that I really liked in the movie. We'll just brush past the copious amounts of nudity. We'll just brush right past that. That's our underlying assumption.
Mm-hmm.
The grocery store antics, I thought, were top-notch. The best, the funniest thing is when he's introducing the two guys, and then the manager walks out of the door, and then the one guy's got the sausage, and then the other guy's got it in his mouth.
Deep-throated, yeah.
Oh, my God, I lost it. I worked in a grocery store for 7 years.
But see, this movie so badly wanted to be Clerks.
Well, no, this movie so badly wanted to be Fight Club.
It wanted to be both. All right.
Yeah, it has the same.
And you
elements.
Said it right.
I know.
It can't make it's like it can't make its mind whether it wants to be a drama, a comedy, or a romance.
Yeah,
and
I
he
agree.
Keeps trying to keep he keeps throwing each of these elements in.
But it didn't succeed at any of them.
No, and this is why I fully expected nobody else to like this movie. Okay, thematically, this movie hits a lot of themes that I love. Mm-hmm. I kind of got the time travel thing because he's stopping time, which is arguable whether or not that actually happens or not. I would accept either argument.
Okay. All right.
Next?
And I have a couple of points to make about that. But
right,
go ahead.
No.
Continue.
The romantic crushing in the beginning is good. It's really good. Because I felt really good about the way that they portrayed the romantic crushing because it happens, and now that I'm older, it'd be like, I'll just get over it.
Mm-hmm.
But like at that age, it was it's
the end of your life. It is everything you're about. Yeah, I get no problem with that.
Yeah, and I dig the scene where it's the voiceover and he's talking and she's just yelling and mm-hmm. wildly gesticulating in the background. I dug that. So then, I dug that whole weird transition from I'm an insomniac to I'm in the grocery store. I dug that whole deal, too. Really, it just reminded me a lot of myself in this movie, which is why I liked it, which is cut to the heart.
And the fun thing is, you know, I can relate to some of that grocery store stuff because I did a lot of POS installs in 7-Elevens a bunch of years back, and we used to do all that sort of crap. We even had one guy, we were there, the clerk, he would ride around in the store on his electric scooter. Up and down the aisles.
Yeah,
it was fun.
This is no different than any other late teen, early 20s job that is minimum wage and you're working weird hours. Because, I mean, we did the same weird stuff when I worked in fast food places, too.
Oh, yeah. There's no doubt.
There's a whole people who can relate to a lot.
So there's a ton of people that can relate to it, to that type of antics.
But if they had just taken that element and just gone with it, it would have been a great comedy.
Yes.
Or if it had just decided to be a freaking
But it would have been just like a bunch of other comedies.
But that's why I think that it succeeds at what it's trying to do, which is a slice of life deal, because life does not...
It's not even a slice of life, though.
Oh, my God, it's so good.
Because the characters, there's no character to it. The characters are paper thin.
Right.
They're two-dimensional cardboard cutouts that are simply there to prove the guy's theme.
Yeah,
the
point.
There's no soul to any of them. None. Because if there was, somebody at some point would have questioned the fact that during his time travel, when he stops time, he goes around undressing women to draw pictures of them, then redresses them. Before he restarts time. That's ridiculous.
I would not question this in the slightest. It's perfectly normal. Maybe not the drawing.
Why is my leg all sticky? The level of violation with no...
consequence?
With no consequence to it was annoying.
Hmm.
Because he showed no remorse for it at all, none, and it's an extreme violation.
Well, it's an extreme violation, but it was also non-sexualized.
Except, I would argue that
I don't think the nudity itself is sexual.
They did sexualize it though.
I think he belabors the point pretty hard that it's not sexual.
Well, I think that you're right.
I disagree though, because of his friend Sean and because of Natalie.
I think his friend Sean has nothing to do with him, because I think the first time he sees the female form is that exchange chick,
and
there's
chick.
Like no sexual theme to it whatsoever.
Because he's seven.
That's my point. That's how they remove the sexuality from it.
Well, I think that's one of the things that they kill with the sexuality is because they're trying to show how just emotionally dead he is inside. we'll catch that skittle.
Got it. All right, go ahead.
Yeah, they're trying to, again, show him how emotionally dead he is inside. So he can essentially step back from all of this, do all this sort of stuff, and not really get anything out of it other than the drawing.
Seems like I was going somewhere else with this.
Well, you were starting off with the fact that he was able to that his violations of all the female customers in the store were basically non-sexual.
Okay,
right.
And
are
telling
you
things right. That it
this
was.
This is another problem I have with this film.
Shoot,
I've been to Walmart at midnight at 2 a.m. And the people that are in grocery stores or in any kind of store overnight do not look anything like
no.
That was my that was I should have the
insane.
Same complaint
insane
because artistically I think that it would have made more sense to have ugly chicks on there,
right?
Fat ugly chicks on there just to
because it would have non-sexualized.
It would have non-sexualized.
Because that's why I disagree with you saying it's non-sexualized, because all those women were perfect.
Way too perfect.
Which I think
not perfect enough. How about
but that? I think that actually played into his idea, and I think where they screwed up was part of the theme that it seemed to be, but didn't really follow through, was that during the time stops, those people that he were seeing were in their perfect state because
right.
They were stopped. They were, there was, everything else was taken away. It was just the image. It was just them. When they were moving, they were ugly. They were less.
Well,
than.
They, well, right, right.
And I think. Well, and I think artistically, they could have done a better job if it was all hot chicks when he was drawing them. But then when he was putting the clothes back on, that's not what they looked like.
Yeah,
now. That was much cooler.
Well, when time started again, they were
reality kicked back
overweight,
in.
Short, ugly.
Right.
You know.
Yeah.
The old they lady. Didn't because they all had a very similar look, and they had very similar body styles. Their breasts were all very similar.
Yeah, they all looked like his ex-girlfriend.
Yeah. Which if they only did that during the time stop, I thought that would have been
That
would have been really good. And it would have made a lot more sense to the whole story.
Yeah, the only realistic person there was the old lady at the meat counter.
Yeah.
She was about the only realistic customer that you would have seen there.
Oh, yeah. This is right before the sausage.
Right.
Yeah.
If it doesn't have people mocking fellatio and it's two dudes, I don't get the joke. All right.
I agree with Stingray. I think it was an excuse to get chicks naked.
I was fine with that.
I know her name was Michelle Ryan. That could have been the same one of the same.
It's called porn.
Yeah.
My computer doesn't work, Stingray.
You see, that was... This movie had about as much soul as porn.
I don't agree with that.
It's kind of a pull of a stretch, but yeah, it's
I mean, there really was
Tony. I have watched a considerable amount of pornography.
Porn isn't always as funny as this was, because this did have a couple of moments of
super
humor.
Horny brothers.
Have you actually seen it yet?
No,
I didn't think so.
Weapons of ass destruction.
Okay,
I can keep going.
I know you can. More boobs per minute, less pretension.
I was fine with the pretentiousness. I dig that.
It bugged me. Because it was an indie flick, because it had that damn score that was just... Oh! The damned public domain...
Classic
music score. It was the same freaking stuff they did and that stupid...
That one
Obi gets laid.
Yeah,
it was the same thing. It's just we have no music budget. We need something to score the background because it's really boring just watching people walk.
The podcast is making a video montage, and Luke and I make out to a lot of classical pieces. It's pretty much just 10 minutes of me and Luke making out.
I can see that.
That would be porn.
No, it's gonna be good. Penetrating each other with various meats. I was going to rewatch this movie today, but I got to talk to a client, so...
I think you just spared yourself.
I would watch this movie again. I tried to watch this movie with Melina, and she's like, this movie sucks, I don't want to watch it.
Oh, jeez.
Like, you die.
I may have made 5 attempts to watch this movie before I could make it through.
This is what you
I
get.
Kept falling asleep.
This is
I literally
oh my God.
Kept
well,
falling asleep.
You keep waiting for
and you
something
know what it
to happen.
Yeah. It was, you know what it was? It was, I got to the one scene where something actually happened, and then everything stopped and I fell asleep.
What actually happened?
The soccer game, the football match. I got through that, I tried, I fell asleep 3 times, literally fell asleep 3 times watching the end of that.
That's great.
I get to that.
What was that dude who was there? Boom.
Best character in the movie, the best character that actually had depth and dimension. There was only one character that did, and that was the boss.
Well, the boss sucked.
The boss had the boss.
But
had
he actually liked the boss.
His buddy was awesome.
But was as two dimensional as everybody else.
I'm fine with it. Tony, 3-dimensional is not all it's cracked up to be. It's just a series of 2-dimensional things.
This is not Flat Stanley we're talking about, though.
You foolish humans in your 3rd dimension.
So when we were in Branson, sorry, little tangent. When we were in Branson, Melina picked up this thing for the Castle of Chaos, right? And so the tagline was, the only ride in the world that's in the fourth dimension. And I was like, oh, the fourth dimension is time. Honestly, as long as it lasts longer than a second, You're in the fourth dimension. I would argue that
everything.
Event is in the fourth dimension.
Unless you can freeze time.
Crazy. Anyway. Back to the topic at hand.
Yeah, it was just...
What did you think was up with the dude who appeared in the time stop at the end?
I kept waiting for that guy to come forward somewhere and pop out of the woodwork and suddenly be like he's the other time master. But yeah, it's a one shot deal, and he's just like
TARDIS.
Yeah, I don't know. At that point, I stopped caring. So,
Tony, where's your vibrant youth?
Dead.
This is the springtime of your youth, Tony. The gleam in your eye and a spring in your step.
It's faltering. It's going black. Now, I understand what they try to do, and I have to give the guy credit for completing this movie. Because he did finish it, presumably. I heard somewhere that there was actually an 18-minute long version.
Yes.
That this was born out of.
It's kind
of
like 9.
Wow. That's another good reason not to go any further with it.
Try to expand it to 90 minutes.
9 was good at the, 10-12 minutes it was. So far, of the last three movies I've seen that have been a short film gone into a long film, the only one that has done successfully has been District 9.
I don't disagree with that. Oh, Rich, if that is that YouTube video explaining the 10 dimensions, I will kiss you, but I would still submit that if something is in the fifth dimension, it is also in the fourth.
But what is the fifth dimension, then?
I think fifth dimension is actually the progression of time. Fourth dimension is just a single point in time.
I thought they were a boy band.
I don't know what that means.
I thought the fourth dimension was a progression through time.
I think it's a single point in time, because it works in pairs. Like, you get a single point, okay, and then you get a progression, which is the way one and two work. And then three is just a progression of twos.
So I guess the sixth dimension would be, like, the multiverse.
No, theory? The multiverse is later. It's like 8 or 9, 7 or 8. I keep coming back to 9. That is the increasingly most depressing movie I have ever seen.
I'm depressed by that movie that it got made.
Really?
9?
Yeah.
That was awful. Another movie that I fell asleep during. That one actually fell asleep during the theater. that one actually fell asleep during a theater, in the theater, which I don't often do. I do not often fall asleep in the theater.
So, since you're so opposed to talking about cashback,
I'm not opposed to talking about it. I just didn't like it.
Tony, it speaks to my soul, and you don't, so you're wrong.
I'll kiss you later, though, and it'll be good.
That'll be good.
Let's talk about Swindy. What's the audience that would this movie appeal to?
I'm sitting right here.
Yeah.
Well, it's an audience of one.
Yeah.
It's an indie film.
I think this is an audience more of youth. I think this movie, where there is an age divide in some movies, where you have great disdain for the movie Lost in Translation.
I hate that movie.
Yeah. I think this movie appeals more to someone of a younger age than me, obviously. I mean,
I'm in the springtime of my youth. Even though I'm not
anymore. Under 25 crowd, or
I don't know. I don't know. I think that might have something to do with it.
I'm just really immature for my age.
Okay, let's put this with the under 30 crowd, or the college crowd, or whatever you want to call it. The goth crowd. Yeah, I can see this as a great goth movie. I mean, it's got all the right elements.
I think Stingray has it right. The audience is the people who got suckered in by the topless chick on the cover.
Oh, no, I didn't see it for the boobs. I didn't know there were going to be as many boobs in there as
there were. There were a lot of boobs.
There were a lot of... It was a lot of nudity. It was like a lot of full frontal nudity,
yeah,
too. A lot of movies shy away from the full frontal.
There was one scene in the movie that actually surprised me, because I thought it was going to go a different way. And that was the stripper.
Oh.
Because, so, the boss hires the stripper. Well, he gets the other guys to hire the stripper for him, because then...
Farting naked guy.
That was weird. But it played into... But it played into what I thought the theme was, which was that beauty only occurred during the time stop. Mm-hmm. That while time was moving, you see the ugliness in everything. Even in something beautiful, his guy still has to deal with the dude farting all the time. I honestly thought, especially when the stripper walked in, it was like, is that a dude?
That's what I thought too.
That crossed my mind. I thought, I was like, is that a dude? Because this is going to get hilarious really quick. Especially the way the one buddy was there with his camera. I was like,
with his camera, and like, there's an awkward skirt on. I was like, is that a penis bulge in that skirt? So then
I thought there was going to be
rapt attention. I was like, I had the ninja eye trained on her crotch, and I was like,
there's no bulge.
There's no bulge, and then she took off her shirt, and I was like, this is going to be some weird post-op tranny thing. And then,
because I was thinking it's going to get dropped, and he's going to get slapped in the face.
Yeah,
oh. which would have been hilarious in that moment.
Well, given the buddy's always total lack of success with women, and the fact that he always seems to drop the ball. As soon as he was hiring, you know, he's talking to that first stripper, and she says, well, she's real class. I said, okay, I know this is going to end really badly. Like,
what do you mean his lack of success with girls? He got that chick to drop her trowel, like, when he was 8.
That's about the only... Well, that's because he paid for it.
Drop trowels, drop trowels.
But every other attempt, you always either
Daryl, get slapped. Everybody pays for it.
Well, yeah, one way or the other.
It's funny because the chat room is having a conversation and they're mentioning John Hughes. They specifically bring up Ferris Bueller. One thing that struck me was at the very end, he has this idea that he proposes the theme is that you have to stop and look around.
Uh-huh.
Which is pretty much the exact, almost... The phrasing is different, but it is the exact same thing that Ferris Bueller says at the end of Ferris Bueller's Day Off. And I'm watching this going, oh my God, he totally just ripped John Hughes there. It was ridiculous.
Oh no, no disagreements.
I'm just saying it, that's all.
So let me ask you a question. How do you feel that every movie is going to be in 3D from here on out?
I think if filmmakers work with it and understand it, it will be good. Otherwise, it's going to be a gimmick.
Like it always has been.
Yeah. Even with Avatar. Avatar was good.
Avatar was good, and the 3D was fantastic. I really did like the 3D in it.
I don't think it added anything to the movie for me.
I think it added immersion to the movie.
But again, you were working with a director who was really trying to incorporate in it mm-hmm. and state-of-the-art equipment. I don't think you're going to see that much effort put into a regular film. It will probably be, again, dimensionalized, and half the audience is going to be turned off on it because they're all going to get headaches.
The problem is that I think the biggest problem with 3D movies...
So stupid glasses?
It's not the glasses, it's the premium charge. I think that's the biggest problem with 3D movies is
and the
premium
fact that
charge because so many theater owners are going to be pushing for 3D movies because they want extra revenue. And I think that's unfortunate because it's going to make a lot of filmmakers make bad choices and they are going to be pushed by the studios who are being pushed by the theater owners to incorporate technology
that
and storytelling in a way that they're not ready for and they're not handled, they're not equipped to handle.
And also,
it's completely unnecessary.
Also, the theaters themselves are not equipped to handle this.
Right.
I mean, 3D requires a huge investment in new projectors in order to do it right. And
I bought myself a new 3D TV. Not really.
But, I mean, if it's not done right, again, the effect is going to be lost.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
The projectors will be not powerful enough to make it bright enough to work.
Look at a Kevin Smith movie, especially his first 4 or 5 movies. The man barely made a movie where the camera moved, let alone be able to incorporate something like 3D into it. Yeah, we would have seen a 3D salsa shark. Big freaking deal, you know?
Yeah,
there's no point in it.
That
the
his
story.
Third dimension is the story.
Yeah. Yeah. For
I said that.
I'm with you. Good storytelling, good dialogue.
Good acting.
He didn't even have good acting in a lot of those movies.
They were good enough.
They could deliver the lines.
They
that
could
he
read
gave
the
them.
Lines.
Yeah. Yeah. Some of the acting wasn't great, especially in Clerks.
Well, the Clerks, that was practically a student film.
It practically was, but the difference between Clerks and then a movie like this is this movie had a lot higher production value than Clerks did. But the story, there really wasn't a plot to have a story to go along with.
That's fair.
But and the characters weren't as compelling. The dialogue wasn't as compelling. There were comparable humorous scenes, but where one lacked
depth.
One lacked depth in character, the other one lacked depth in production value.
Right.
Give me lack of production value for characters that I feel for and care about.
And want to remember, Jay and Silent Bob have become practically cultural icons.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think anybody in this movie is ever going to have that.
It's not even Jay and Bob. I'm talking about Dante and Randall.
Right.
Who are, you feel for those guys. Even Randall when he's, a jerk. You've got the comparisons between Sean and Randall and Ben and Dante.
I think what a better analogy is that I don't feel for Dante in any way, shape, or form. And it's arguable that I should. You and I could have an argument about whether or not I should feel for Randall. For Dante, because Dante's a dick. Dante is an entitled dick for the entire goddamn movie.
Well, he has to be. That's true.
Yeah.
But he has to be. He has to be the responsible adult in this store.
Yeah, that's why I don't like it.
And you're not supposed to.
You're not supposed to, Tony. I don't know what I'm going with it.
What the hell?
I don't know.
You're not even drinking.
I think it's pretty awesome to see.
You're kind of Skittle high.
Yeah, maybe. I think it's pretty interesting to see, though, the progression of Kevin Smith's career from Clerks to Zack and Miri, because I haven't seen
Cop Out.
Although I heard it was hilarious.
Well, and he didn't write Cop Out, so there's...
I thought he wrote it do any of the other stuff.
No. He was strictly... hired.
Yeah, he directed it. He didn't write it.
Well, then Clerks to Zack and Miri.
Yeah.
I win again.
Yeah, and see, it's so hard for me not to compare this movie to Clerks.
Fetz Vett is in Zack and Miri.
Is it?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's the song that's playing when they're putting on the Star Wars... Come on, Tony. Hot Tub Time Machine.
I've seen that once, too. What's your point?
I don't know where I'm going with this. I don't know where I'm at tonight. It's so impossibly black. Adewale was so impossibly black.
Oh, and by the way, you suck dicks and cocks.
Dicks and cocks. In cocks. Oh, wasn't Adewale so impossibly black?
Quentin, you missed the boobies. We were talking about them a lot. The BSP review of Cashback is the Tony review of Cashback is go watch Kevin Smith. I'll own that one. Go watch Clerks. It's better.
I've never seen Clerks 2, but I loved Clerks.
You haven't seen Clerks 2?
I've seen bits of it and I'm like, this doesn't interest me. Like, I thought that the end of Clerks 1 was so good that I didn't really want that story to continue. I wanted it to end.
I say wait about 5 years and then watch it. Because you'll be about... Well, I say wait about 3 years. 3 to 4 years and then watch it. Because you'll be about the age that those guys are supposed to be in that movie. It'll be more meaningful to you.
I'm already 50 years old, Tony.
Well, then go watch it.
All right. Remember what it was like to be 30 10 years ago. Damn it. Sorry. Hold on. Let me get this straight. Nope. That's not the opening I wanted to use. Lost in Translation sucks.
Okay.
That's
your opinion.
No, that's fact.
I like Lost in Translation.
I have the mouthpiece of truth.
You are the mouthpiece of mouse. God, you screwed me up. Your fault.
I am the mouse guard.
You are the mouse guard. You are the leader of the mouse guard.
I am the patrol leader. It's awesome.
But I make the boat. I'm the mast.
The full mast.
We've gone way too insular in this one.
I'm struggling to get myself to a topic that's talkable.
Meaningful?
Talkable. Not even meaningful, just talkable.
Come on, chat room, save us.
Throw out some ideas here.
Help me, Obi-Wan Chibi, save us.
Wow, recommended live shows. Arch your back and look at me like a dragon. That's my favorite. That is my favorite. Why are we doing this when that is on?
That's going to be the name of our panel at Archon.
Oh my god.
The and I'm going to shoot woot monkeys out at people.
If we bring Sarah, you could arch her back and show the dragon.
It's true. I did happen to purchase 3 glow-in-the-dark screaming woot monkeys.
You know what? At Archon, I can actually give a publishing panel.
Yes.
That'll be bitchin'. And then it will be less awkward than the one I attended last year.
Wow, that one was awkward.
Where they told me things, and I'm like, I don't think that's true.
I kept glancing back at their legal counsel, just watching his face. He's got an amazing poker face. I do not want to play poker with that guy.
No.
Because his face was just stone.
I think we beat this movie to death now.
I don't think we talked about it very long, but that's actually fine.
Well, there's just not that much to talk about in it. That's the thing. I mean, if you really want to get right down to it, it's a series of little vignettes all strung together.
A what?
Vignettes.
Vignettes. Excuse me.
I thought you were making like a vagnet joke, and I was like,
That's not right.
How do I get there? I don't understand how to get there.
Angry Bumblebee.
And now my car is gone.
That's like the weirdest sound I've ever
it's
heard.
It's a little motorized skateboard.
Yeah, and they stole my car. Great. It has been a bang-up night.
Small vegetarians. Veganettes. It's a movie about theme. It's not about plot. It's not about character. It's the very rare movie that is about theme instead of plot or character.
It's substance.
This episode is not about character or plot. It's all about theme. All over the place. In disjointed vignettes. Boom! This is why we're awesome. You see that meta commentary on the movie? God damn, we're good!
And we played it that way.
I always plan shit like this. I got my schedule lined out months in advance.
I don't remember them dropping Skittles in the movie.
It happened.
I probably just missed. I was probably while I was sleeping.
Yeah, it was at Gen Con. I got them all over the place.
No, they didn't drop Skittles. They dropped peas. It was kind of an interesting thing when he was sitting there looking at the spilled peas on the floor. Just staring at them.
You going to clean it up? Sure.
I did think it was interesting that they showed... I thought it was a creative choice that at the end, it's snowing and it's time stopped. And they walked through, and they turned around and they could see themselves where they had walked. I just thought that was clever, creative. I'm trying to be positive. I'm trying to put a good spin on things.
I'm going to tell you about being positive. Me and positive business on podcasts.
This movie sucks. This movie just sucked. I think it does have an audience.
Thick. That's what I got.
It's good you have something that's long and thick.
So do we like the movie? I'll say so-so. Tony says he hates it. Dave says he likes it.
That is, I think that's the long and the short of it. Long's over here and the short's over there.
Yep.
I was talking about penises.
You keep talking.
The terminally ill.
Being sad.
As an art student who's had to draw naked people, this kid's got it all wrong.
Are you telling me those naked people don't look like that, Chibi?
The attractive people are the boring ones.
Because they know they're beautiful.
Because they're all straight lines. You get somebody with ripples.
Oh. Tony, no. I have ripples enough for everyone.
That needs to be our tagline.
It's the fatties, the old guys, and the freaky stoners that are a blast to draw.
Humanity in its perfection.
That stoners must rock.
By the way, I went to Walmart yesterday, and it was...
old fat stoners.
No, it was bad. Like, I've never seen the Walmart near my house be this horrific. But, like, they're doing... construction on the front of it.
Uh-huh. That was the Walmart I almost got in a fight in. Yeah. This place, that was so weird.
I don't live in a bad part of town either. It's just like, whoa, what's happening here? Take a step back.
This guy wanted to fight me when I was in line at Walmart. It's like, seriously? And this guy was like all tatted up and like... He had probably 3 inches on me in height, probably 2 inches on me in shoulder width, and was like physically well built.
Like this, was
and he's like accosting
there.
Me. Like, wait a minute, what is going on here? And he just keeps going. And I finally looked at him straight in the face and said, "Why don't you get over yourself?" Because I figured this is going to go down. If it's going to go down, I might as well at least get one shot
That's
in.
That's right.
It's going to be a verbal shot.
If this is going to go down, I at least later want to have a story to tell about how I spat in his eye.
Yeah,
I poked.
I accosted him verbally.
Ooh.
It was weird. It was weird because, like, even when I left, because I'm like looking around as I'm walking out to my car, it's like, this is the kind of dude that he's probably got buddies right here somewhere.
When I left, there was like 3 or 4 children just following me. I was like, what is happening?
And this is why I shop at Amazon.
You are the Pied Piper of Walmart.
Oh, man. You
I had a PlayStation 3 cable, so.
Oh, man. Dave, you were like the pedo bear or something there.
Yeah, the pedo bear. Huh? It was pretty awesome. I was like, yeah, great. Hey.
Why are these children following me?
So I'll go to my car.
Zaftik. Zaftik is a good word.
Boomzig.
We had that discussion on Twitter the other day.
And if you really want to freak out at what goes on at Walmart...
Susurration is another good word.
Go to the website called Walmart People.
Oh, yeah. People of Walmart?
People of Walmart.
Yep.
Yes, you will see humanity in its glory and not so glory. In fact, your eyes will burn. Your mind will never survive. You will go
the
blind.
The glory holes of Walmart.
Yeah, oh, God. No, don't even go there.
Oh,
that's
I'm
completely
out.
Different
no.
Website.
No, we're done now. We're
somebody grab that domain name quick.
Lily, thank you for coming and sticking with us all the way through this movie.
This muddled mess of a podcast.